Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is an award-winning journalist, senior crime editor for People magazine, and investigative reporter for the popular true crime series, People magazine Investigates, which you can see every Monday on Investigation Discovery and streaming on Discovery Plus. Please welcome Alicia Dennis.
This story is really... So, the beginning of this show, we were talking about... Alicia, welcome. We were talking about what was on the show today, and you have sparked a 2.5-hour debate on how you get away with murder this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
People...
Should I be worried? Should I be nervous?
You know...
Are people going to come back and listen to this show for reasons that are not fun?
Well, they didn't get away with it.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
That's the thing. I think it's way more, I would be interested to see all the different theories that have come up about how you would hide something. It's harder and harder. I know you guys know this, for people to get away with crimes. There's just so much more investigative tools. There's so many more cameras everywhere.
Everything.
There's so much more advancement in DNA testing. It's not something that people get away with.
No, you're tracked by your phone. Your phone knows everywhere you've been for the last, since you've owned it. Yeah. Every purchase, every camera, everywhere your car goes, everywhere you go, everything is out there. Yep. And it's crazy to think, but there's always that psychopath, sociopath who thinks that they are smarter. And I think that's the first step to the beginning of the end with these people.
I think you're right. And I think that sometimes you've got the person that's sitting there and thinks they're smarter.
Right.
And then there's sometimes the people who aren't thinking it through. A lot of times some of these crimes that we report about and that we end up, investigating are people who are acting in a spur-of-the-moment way.
Right.
Who haven't really made a plan.
Right, right.
So, and you get to see how messy that turns out for them.
So this had to be somewhat premeditated. The Arkansas woman was found dead. But the twist is, she was murdered by the same man that killed her mother and cousin 23 years prior. He had been caught and served his time and ends up killing the daughter.
This is a shocking case. I don't think in the years that I have worked, investigating cases, and the years that we have worked on this show, People Magazine Investigates, have we ever had a case like this. And you've got not only this family, this Snowden family, who's so well known in this Horseshoe Lake area, this beautiful 1,000-acre estate. I mean, it's almost as if some movie producer has set the scene for this beautiful, amazing place where this family lives and everyone knows them. And when this horrific murder happens, with Sally Snowden McKay and, her cousin, Joseph Lee Baker, on the estate, everyone thinks, okay, well, I guess that's the end of paradise here, and that was just horrific, and we're going to move on. But what happens is, this woman's daughter comes back, decides that she doesn't believe anyone about who the killer was here, and befriends this man, welcomes him back onto the property. It's just, you just don't see cases like this very often.
That's just so crazy. So she believed he was completely innocent, not that he was guilty and forgiven and wanted to help him. She just thought he never did it and served wrongfully. So is it possible that she became a prison pen pal and fell in love with this guy?
That's such a good question, because that happens so often, more often than you would think is possible. This was not the case in this particular situation. What happened is, you know, he was a young man who his parents lived on the property and, you know, worked for this family. She felt very connected to him and felt like, you know, that he completely often said that he had not done this. And so she just believed that. She asked the police to reopen the investigation. They did. They came to the same conclusion that it was him. And she just did not, you're right that she did start corresponding with him in jail. The family asked her not to. But she just always believed that this could not have happened with him, that he could not have done it. She just couldn't believe it.
And what do you think, what was his motivation to come back and kill her?
Well, I think that motivation is pretty tricky and changes all the time. I think in this particular situation, it was financial. You know, I think, you know, he came back, he had a job on the property. I think that was going well for a while, but she sold a lot of things and kept cash in the house. She was doing very well continuing to keep this property up as this beautiful place that people got married. There was a lot of money coming in and out of there. And I think that it just got to the point where having a job there wasn't enough.
Wow.
Right. And yeah.
And it was money the first time when he killed the mom and the cousin. Was it money as well?
It was money.
That seems, to me, it just seems so insane. You just served 20 years or whatever, and you know you're going to be the number one suspect. You murdered.
For what?
Because it just seems like you had that's an awful long span of time to consider what you're going to be in this life. And the idea that you might get away with it, that's what I can't wrap my head around. You're going to be the first one they go to.
Right, and that idea that you're going to try to get away with it in the same way that you tried to get away with it the time before and it hadn't worked out.
Yeah.
You know, the same MO, the same of, you know, if we burn this area that there's not going to be any evidence and nobody's going to know, you know, who did this. So, I think that people need to tune in and watch just because I think that you're going to get to see some of the ins and outs of exactly what occurred here and all the way that it affected, you know, the community and the way that everyone felt about this property and this family.
So Investigation Discovery and Discovery Plus, half of us are super true crime fans. And then some are not on the show. My poor girlfriend has to endure all the true crime stuff. Not because I enjoy murder, but I always try to figure it out ahead of the story being laid out.
Right. Yeah. I think that there's a lot of that, you know, where you're sitting there and it's not that you're excited about these horrific things that have happened, but you're sitting there thinking, okay, can I figure this out before the police tell me what happened? Do I see what's coming before somebody else does? And a lot of times these things have twists and turns that you didn't predict, and there's other times that you're like, well, I could be a detective. I totally saw that coming.
Yeah, but there's other times when you'll see the perpetrator do something so stupid and gets him caught that as it's happening on the show, I'm like, Jesus Christ, what are you thinking, man? DNA!
You dumbass. Like,
I know. It's so weird.
I know. And then you've got some perpetrators that are trying to do everything so carefully, taking, you know, to really...
Sure.
Studying what they think is the right thing to do, and then there's something that trips them up that they didn't see coming, and that's what the police and the authorities use to make sure that they're brought to justice.
I think
what's unique is making sure that we're telling these stories through the eyes of the people that experience them, and that's what makes it particularly interesting.
Well, and there's always a common thread through so many murders. And ways that people think that they're going to get away with something. And I'm sure these shows actually do help police officers, investigations, because they've seen something similar to this, and they go, let's check it this way, because people tend to think in the same patterns as culturally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, you could bury a person underneath another person in the graveyard, or feed them to the hogs, or dip them in lime, or and the truth is, the only thing I would subscribe to and think you have a chance of getting away with it is if you traveled away on nothing but cash, without a cell phone, and you killed a random person you had no connection to in no fashion, and then you immediately left the area. Yes or no? What do you think, Alicia?
I mean, I think that you're probably going to leave behind DNA that you don't even realize you're leaving behind. So, sure. You know, good luck with that.
No, I don't plan on murdering anyone. I don't want to kill anybody. I feel like Alicia's going to call the authorities after this.
No. I'm just saying that I think that people think that exactly even what you just said, that maybe that particular scenario would work out, and then you never realize what it was, that one camera you didn't know was there.
Right.
You know, that one shred of DNA that you didn't realize that then the police are able to find you.
No, it's true. It's true. Listen, here, you know what the moral of the story is? Hey, guys, don't kill anybody. Let's just do our best, shall we, today?
Just leave and never look back.
Well, listen, come on the show anytime. Now I'm going to follow this. I'm going to check it out. Monday, 9 o'clock, Kansas City time, on Investigation Discovery and Discovery Plus. I'm gonna check it out, and we'll have you back on the show.
Thank you so much. I would love to come back on the show.
Very fun. Stay there. Hold on. This is the one thing I do love about T, but when subjects like this come up, it freaks me out about him.
Because he gets so passionate about it.
Because he feels like he's smart, which he is part sociopath. You really are. You know, you are. I mean, listen, if you took the test, if you asked your psychiatrist and answered truthfully, she would say that you possess those qualities. Not completely.
Right.
But you always think you're smarter than everybody else in the room, no matter what. Like, you could not learn a thing, my friend. I love you, but you can't learn a thing.
Yeah, I mean,
because you can't admit you're not always right.
Yeah, I mean, 99% of the time I do believe that I am right. Okay, 99%.
You understand? By the very definition of sociopath, you're right on the trail.
I mean, there's some instances I could maybe learn something, but it's one of those.
That's such an honest.
And you know, for me, I love you, man. Hell, I genuinely accept you as you are, man.
I fear your confidence is going to be what does you in if, God forbid, the scenario ever came up.
Like, it's because he convinces himself, like it's the little wins. Mm-hmm. Like, he can completely forget about the fact of how badly he screwed up the Kansas City mayor campaign. He purposely, after we told him, do not do it this way, purposely did it the other way to prove a point and then realized he had failed only by your own actions. But you still tried to blame it on the people.
Well, yeah, because
not the fact that you ran as a completely unknown mayoral candidate.
I won some areas, and the thing was, but when you go,
you didn't win any areas. What are you saying? You didn't win one little district. Nothing. You didn't win anything anywhere.
Okay, if you go by what they're calling districts and
stuff, okay, it's a rigged system.
So it is.
Tell me something. Do we use the Dominion? Do we use the Dominion voting book?
No, I'm just saying Wyandotte County, Kansas. Vote mayor stuff. It includes every little city that's just because it's in Wyandotte County, they can go. So someone from Bonner can go. It's like, you know, I'm voting for the Kansas City, Kansas mayor, even though they don't live in Kansas City, Kansas, just because that whole CEO of the county title's on there.
Okay, buddy.
So I'm saying, you know, it's
what I'm going to tell you, though,
what?
Is you're fascinating to me, because then you'll have a win, like this Jell-O diet thing you're doing. Mm-hmm. It is going to work for a short time, but the weight's coming back.
It's not going to come back.
All you're doing is starving yourself. I know you. You can't eat sensibly. You only like what you like, and because I know you can't change, you're going to continue eating the same things that got you there in the first place.
But I can do it in lower doses.
Good luck. By the way, it is possible. I looked it up. You know what I told you? You started looking orangey yellow?
Yeah.
You've been worrying me? Apparently, if you eat enough Jell-O that's orange and yellow, the coloring can actually tint you a little bit.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Which is better than liver failure, which is what I was afraid of for a second.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah, so, but how much, he's eating, how many, like, boxes of Jell-O a day are you eating?
I mean, in a whole day, there might just be the one. Yeah, I mean,
but that's a good size bowl of Jell-O. And I'm not saying it's a lot to eat. I'm saying it's a lot of food coloring and dye that's going in.
Right.
Which, by the way, you're jamming as much cancer causing stuff in you as you could possibly find.
Yeah, the thing. These
everything
things,
you're
everything
doing is all. No, not everything. No tea. No. That's not actually it. Not everything causes cancer. You're like, agree to disagree.
Say what I mean.
You crazy son of a bitch, man.
Oh, what's going on in T-Bone's head? Well, it's like a cracked out dribble on a treadmill, bouncing all around and pinging like a paintball. Hopped up on Mountain Dew and a lot of Adderall. Being inside T's head must be a trip, jacked up like a fat kid on Fun Dip. Some days I wonder when he will implode, vibrating like a washer with an uneven load. No, it won't quit. He's nuttier than a pile of squirrel shit. Lord only knows what's going on up there. Like a raccoon gangbang in a burning dumpster. No, I'm not trying to be obtuse. Bang, 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 bang. There's that screw loose. Don't try to understand, there's no chance. You know our little T-Bone is crazy pants.